On this episode of Your Favorite Coaster Sucks, we're talking about Tron Light Cycle Run,
American Dream Mall,
Dorney Park's new roller coaster,
and cake farts,
and a whole lot more. I'm Zach, and you know what I like the most?
Cake farts. I didn't know where that was going. I'm Ben, and I'm in California.
Well, congratulations, California. No, I was just trying to come up with something to bring us in off in the new intro music. Welcome back to Your Favorite Coaster Sucks, where the hosts get into porn videos from 15 plus years ago, right at the intro.
That's a classic. I still remember the day when we introduced that to, like, I guess it was really an era. There was just like an era of cake farts. It was like New Year's Eve or like 2008 or something. Somewhere around there. It changed our lives.
Yeah, sounds about right. I was also thinking specifically of Pop-Tart farts.
That too, yeah. That was in the era of, that was like, what was that, No Coaster Con when that happened?
Yeah, something like that. I'll shout out the YouTube channel, Wang, WHANG exclamation point, has a video about cake farts. So if you have no fucking idea what the hell we're talking about, go check that out on YouTube. It's YouTube, so obviously it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Or if you're feeling spicy, go ahead and look it up on DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, excuse me, Jesus.
Yeah, if you're trying to find those old videos, you have to use DuckDuckGo because Google wiped all those searches clean.
It's very interesting to hear in that Wang video. Wait, what?
I listened to favorites like Mr. Hands, Church of Fudge, One Guy, One Jar, Shake That Bear, which is probably the weirdest one. It wasn't the most graphic, but it was just fucking bizarre. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely. I remember Kids in the Sandbox.
Oh, right, yep.
Which was like probably the first sounding video.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what that is and you're Googling it, you're welcome.
No, DuckDuckGo it. You have to DuckDuckGo it.
Oh, duh, of course. Yes, use DuckDuckGo. I just meant sounding in general.
You can't say DuckDuckGo doesn't roll off the tongue like go DuckDuckGo that. Like.
Yeah, and you can't be like go duck that.
Go. Yeah.
They need to come up with some like robotic AI voice lady that they can, you know, right, like along the lines of a Siri or Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, duck face.
Quack. Go quack it.
Go quack yourself.
There you go.
That would be a fun shirt.
So, yeah, I did, or God, this week's been long. I did watch that video, and I'm not surprised that the woman was a porn star
who was private commissions.
She did look really familiar. Like, it's not, that's not some, like, that's not so, like, just someone's girlfriend. Like, she knew what she was doing. She's a pro.
I mean, to be fair, she also looks like she's from Wisconsin, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So many porn stars are from Wisconsin.
I mean,
like, I guess here's the thing. Like, the thing about the Midwest is, like, there is kind of that, like, small town, like, hotness. But then those people usually just move to, like, LA or New York and become total assholes.
And also are definitely, like, no higher than sevens once they're in a big city.
Well, yeah. Even if it's, even if they start off as a 10, they usually get into drugs or, like, some sketchy shit. You know what I mean? It's not like a, I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, people in small towns are usually into drugs anyway.
True. True.
There's a predisposition there, I believe.
That's kind of like, I don't know, like, I'm always surprised by, every time I've been in, like, Southern California, how many people, or, like, the people who, like, are, like, desperately trying to get into movies and stuff, how often they're, like, from Wisconsin or Ohio or whatever. It's not Californian natives that are trying out for movies.
No, because Californian natives are like, oh, I'll get a union job as a boom mic operator. Yeah. Which is a much smarter approach to the entertainment industry.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a very practical approach. I'll get a job as a video editor for a fucking YouTube channel. Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a good way to, it's a good life. Excuse me.
And there's certainly people from, like, other big cities that go to LA and do that shit too.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, but the thing is like, if you meet somebody from Chicago, right, out there, like, if you're in LA and you meet someone from Chicago, it's like, yeah, whatever.
They are either guaranteed a stand-up that works for, like, BuzzFeed or something, or an improviser that's trying to get an acting gig.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Like, they're either, like, Second City, or they're like, no, Chicago has a really strong stand-up scene. And was that a soy latte you said?
Yeah, I don't know. I will say, like, nothing makes me feel really boring as a white person than working for, like, a Bay Area, like, tech company.
And having a podcast?
Exactly.
So what do you do, Ben? I work for a Bay Area tech company. Oh, well, what do you do in your free time? I have a podcast. Oh, and you're a millennial white male?
Yep.
What the fuck happened to podcasts, by the way?
I mean, I don't know. I think podcasts are a way to get away from, big tech companies. It's kind of a decentralized, like, the RSS feed it's just an audio file. You don't need to be on Instagram. You don't need to be on TikTok. People are sick of TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and stuff. So it's like, I don't know, we're going into, like, a new era of internet.
I guess that's true. 'Cause, like, even now, like, creator made long form content. Like podcasts seem to be the only place that has that where it's not, doesn't seem to be primarily money driven.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Like, kind of like the YouTube thing too. I mean, obviously people advertise like Blue Chew and like cereal and stuff on their podcast, but like, it's people do it cause they enjoy it. It's not like a money grab. It's not like YouTube where it's like, oh, I have to drag this video out for 20 minutes so I can cram 10 ads in it. You know, by the way, check out Battle Royale. I love this character. I love this. I love when this thing happens.
Give 500 bonus gold when you download using code horsecock69.
Yeah. I gotta say, of all mobile ads, I think the mobile game ads are the worst. Like, who the fuck is downloading these games?
A lot of them seem aimed towards kids, but then it's like, this video is not for kids, so like,
right?
Are adults really playing RSL?
Advertise like the dick pills make sense. The hair loss makes sense. The ball trimmer, those products make sense. But Ridge Wallet,
you can own a 1 square foot piece of land in Scotland, except not really.
Oh right. God, I forgot about that one too.
That was short-lived.
Yeah.
It was everywhere, and then that one video came out, and then it was nowhere.
I have yet to see someone put Lord on like a name form.
I think probably anyone who bought into that shit is probably a little too embarrassed about it now.
Yeah.
And just so we can firmly say, because these episodes will be up forever, so in the future, you know, in case you're listening to this in many years from now, established titles.
Is that that's the official name of it?
That's the company.
Okay.
Because I'm sure that joke won't age well, so there'll need to be some context.
become a lord today.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, there's a Valentine's Day sale. And okay, this is funny. Okay, so this is, if you go to the website, they have a top banner and it says Valentine's Day sale up to 80% off plus a free gift. Claim your offer. And then in parentheses, most hilarious gift of 2023, laughing emoji.
So pro tip, do not get that for your spouse or significant other.
What the fuck? No, they all over the place. It says most hilarious gift of 2023. So they're admitting it's a fucking joke.
Mm-hmm. That's because they very carefully have to frame it as a, you know, humor joke gift, gag gift.
Nice.
Yep.
That goes into this goes into an idea. A friend and I, well, it was his idea, but we're going to talk about launching a website possibly.
Well, good thing we're giving away the entire idea on a podcast.
True. Very true. Very true.
Like when you talked about the fucking train washing things, and then not but a year later, somebody rolls them out.
Yeah, fuck that. That was.
Yeah, you know what? I'm editing all that shit out. Sorry, the train, yeah, fuck you.
The coaster train car wash is probably to this day one of the biggest fucking.
Yeah, I. You know what? Yeah, all that's gone now. Sorry, listeners, you don't get to hear it. Otherwise, our fucking asses will be leaving a great idea up in perpetuity.
Yep.
You're welcome, Vekoma, or whoever ended up introducing that coaster car wash.
I think it was Zamperla.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. God damn it. Although I also doubt that they got the idea from the podcast, but also fuck them. Can I like sue them?
Probably not. They are Italian based, my friend.
True.
And I don't know if saying something on a podcast in the US would have any jurisdiction in Italy.
Oh, definitely not.
If I was insensitive, I would do an Italian accent right now and tell you to go fuck yourself. But instead, I'll let you imagine the Italian accent. Oh, man. So what the fuck is going on in the theme park world? It's fucking February now.
A bunch of people wrote Tron.
Oh, Jesus Christ, for fuck's sake, they sure did. It's cast like member previews.
Yeah, it was like my whole Facebook feed was just Tron photos. Which yeah, I've never seen that much excitement for a clone.
I mean, Disney folks are gonna Disney.
And I'm not even saying it looks like a bad ride. It looks pretty cool. But you know, it's a clone.
I'm still sticking with very bold choice of Disney to make a motorbike coaster when arguably the absolute best one to ever exist is like right down the street.
Which one?
Hagrid's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with seven launches and a backwards and a switch track and a fucking drop track and onboard audio.
Did you see that photo of the hand grips?
Of what, on Tron?
Yeah, like the hand grips are just collecting dead skin.
Oh. I did hear from a couple people on YouTube that the leg restraints are extremely uncomfortable.
Huh. That sucks.
Which made me go back and look at some of the other styles of motor coasters we've seen since they debuted way back, get this, 2004. I forgot that was 2004. I thought that was like 2006.
Was the first one Vekoma?
Yep, Toverland.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. And so I looked at that one. I looked at the Zamperla model that debuted at Darien Lake in 2008. None of them have those fucking leg restraints. Only Tron.
Okay.
And then I looked at a picture on RCDB of Tron in Shanghai, and it looks like, at least based off of the one picture I could make out clearly, the rider's legs weren't actually making contact with the restraint in Shanghai.
I wonder why it's different.
Maybe. I don't know. But here's the other crazy, crazy fucking thing to me. That fucking ride only has a couple big boy cars.
Like what's a couple, like one row or?
One row on only a couple of trains. Okay. So not even every train.
It's a bold move for Florida.
That's what the fuck I'm saying, man. So apparently that wait for that back row, even during cast member previews alone, was reaching an additional half hour.
Oh, wait, the big boy seats were on the back row?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Well, because of the seating position, so the back row has just like a regular coaster seat, essentially.
Huh. I gotta look at a picture of this.
Well, that's where they're sending everyone who can't, whose body types are not accommodating to the light cycle, or the other way around. The light cycle is not accommodating to their body type. They're all being sent to the back row, but there's not even a big boy on every train in that back row. But I'm honestly surprised they didn't get at least two rows on every train of the big boy cars. Because as you said, bold move for Orlando.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a picture of every photo I'm looking at of the car, of the rows. Can't find the big boy seat. But I do see the leg restraints.
Yeah, they look uncomfortable as all hell.
Whoa, that's so weird.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't remember ever like experiencing those on a motor coaster before. And as far as I could tell, they haven't been on any except for the original Tron in Shanghai. So, very odd. Don't know why. It could have been Vekoma, but it seems more like a Disney choice. I don't know,
okay, man. Oh, okay. I finally found a picture of it. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's literally just alternate seating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a regular...
Okay, weird.
It's something akin to more like... it looks almost kind of like a Schwarzkopf or like a slightly wider, you know.
Yeah.
More depth.
Yeah.
But with that said, if you've been on Tron, you should go ahead and give us a call. Let us know how you liked it. 312-572-9552 or the more fun way to think of it, 312-5RAW-5LA.
Love it.
Yeah, that's... But... Shit. Let us know how you like Tron. Interesting bit of Disneyland news today. Some Disney news in general, actually. But first, Disneyland is going to get an Avatar experience.
Because the second movie did so well?
I guess so. It must be a combination of that and Avatar, whatever the fuck the name of the land is at Animal Kingdom, being a success.
Did you see the second Avatar?
I have not.
It's...
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I saw it in 3D IMAX. It's long. Like, here's the thing. When the first Avatar came out, it was impressive, you know, like it was visually impressive, but the second Avatar, they basically just told the same story, but it was like, oh, these are sea creatures. And it's basically the same story for 3.5 hours.
Oh God.
Plus James Cameron, just a giant prick. Did you see that quote where, like, I guess someone asked, like, when's the best time to use the bathroom? And he's like, it won't matter. You're going to see it twice.
That's someone who really, really wants a movie to do well.
Yeah. You know that movie Megan, the AI robot movie?
No.
Oh, that did... I think that did better than Avatar. And that was just kind of like a campy, like, fun... I don't know if it's independent, but just kind of like a smaller budget, just like fun movie about this AI robot that's supposed to be like a child's toy, but it ends up like becoming murderous.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty fun.
I mean, it took them almost 15 years to make Avatar 2.
I'm trying to think when the first one came out, like 09, 08?
Yeah, I think 09.
That's what I mean. Like, the graphics aren't impressive anymore. Like, basically, the whole Avatar story was only impressive because of, like, the cutting edge, the, like, 3D animation, whatever. But, like, it's done. Like, the PS4, PS5, whatever they're on now, I don't know, has better, basically, like, better graphics than Avatar now. So, and the story's not interesting. It's really not.
America bad. Save the world. Unobtainium. Fucking Unobtainium is the most insulting fucking name for anything in as a plot device ever.
Yeah.
Like, how little intelligence do you believe your audience fucking has?
True, yeah.
Or how much laziness do you have as a writer?
Or how much arrogance do you have to think that you have to dumb something down that much to appeal to the mass audience?
Because that definitely sounded like something that he wrote, like, on a Friday trying to get done. Like, it's got to sound sciencey, and you can't get it. Fuck, I'll just write Unobtainium for now, because that's obviously can't be the name. And then we'll loop back to that Monday. And then Monday he got back to it, and he was like, you know what, I'll fix Unobtainium. I'll figure it out, but let's keep going for now.
Yeah.
That'll be a Tuesday problem. And then Tuesday came, and it became a Wednesday problem, and so on and so forth.
Yep.
Shit, I never fixed the name. Well, good thing I already sold the movie. For a cool $70 trillion. Which now is making me think, like, with these crazy budgets and movies, it's reminding me of one of these, like, early John Mulaney bits where he's like, you know, they spend $20 million making a movie, and I don't think that they understand that for 14 bucks, I would just look at the money.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. But he's not wrong.
Right. Imagine, like, okay, that there would be more success if, like, they just, like, imagine if they just gave, like, like a random TikToker that much money, and they're just like, okay, try to spend this in a weekend, but just document everything you buy. It'd probably be a more interesting movie.
Fuck that. Put $20 million in small bills behind glass in a giant display and have it tour the country.
You could kind of set up like a mirror maze, like those plexiglass walls where you just, like, line it with like singles.
Yeah. And then
actually you could have, like, different exhibits. You could make, like,
yeah, it could be like one of those selfie museums.
Yeah.
Or Instagram museums where it's all, like, different cash in the walls type photo ops. Cause I'm like, fucking Binion's in downtown Las Vegas used to have a photo op with $1 million. And that shit was very popular.
Yeah. Or just, like, or get, like, a gorilla or an ape or something, but they just have, like, a giant pen, and it's like they use singles as, like, bedding. So you just see this gorilla, like, shitting on, like, a bed of money.
Okay. We're trying to, that's like a Banksy. I don't know what the
That's not a bad idea, though. Or, like, you know, like the cockroaches. where you like have like a bunch of like egg cartons, and then they like you bite them up or whatever. It does sound like a Banksy. It's not a bad idea though.
Go ahead. I want to hear the pitch meeting with the financiers. Yeah, I'm looking for $13 million for an art installation. Sure, tell us about the project. Well, here's what I'm thinking. We show cockroaches living on top of $5 million. Well, why do you need $13 million? Well, I'm going to get $8 million worth of cockroaches. And what about the rest? Am I supposed to do this for free? There's a lot of work in sourcing $8 million worth of cockroaches.
Or you know it'd be fun? Like, you, I don't know, like a roller, you put a bunch of money, like stacks of money on a roller coaster train, and then you send it around the track, so it's just like trailing money flying behind it.
Why don't we just, you could set up a bunch of the machines that blow around like 10 singles.
Yeah.
And people try to grab them.
That could be a fun coaster. Like that's something like Fun Spot should do. They set one of those up like on a coaster track so that like you can like catch the money on the ride.
Dude, all parks should have those. And I'll tell you what, instead of putting cash in there, you just put coupons for things in the park. Soda, skip the line pass, a meal, you know.
Can you hear this air conditioner running?
I can.
You can?
It sounds like a Hampton Inn.
One second.
That's all right. Don't make your fucking room a sweat lodge just because the air conditioner sounds like a fucking piece of shit. I was looking for something to end that with, but came up dry.
It's not a bad hotel. It's just, I don't know why the fuck that thing is so loud. I'm in one of those like hotels that's like a studio apartment.
Those are always either awesome or depressing as fuck.
Yeah.
And there's no in between.
This one's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's either like,
it's got an omelet guy for breakfast.
Damn.
I mean, not in the room, but like,
right. His name is Frank Omelet. Excuse me, Mr. Omelet.
And one thing I like about being out here is like usually hotels keep their pools heated and they're open year round.
Remember in 2009 when we went to Knott's and you jumped in the pool?
Yeah.
At that sketch ass hotel, motel.
Yep. Yeah, and the bottom of the pool was just like pure algae.
It was gross as fuck. I was like, you've got some balls jumping in that pool.
I also remember the shorts I wore in that pool I accidentally left at the hotel.
R.I.P. Ben Shorts.
Yep.
I remember we walked from that hotel to the gas station to go grab some smokes. And like, we passed this like super sketchy bus stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sidewalk ended too. We were just like walking, like there's maybe like 2 feet between the curb and like this fence. And it was like four blocks long. And then like in the middle of that, there was a bus stop.
Yeah, it was very odd. And we were like really close to Knott's too.
Yeah. The old Days Inn.
I wonder if that one's still there.
I'm going to go in Google Maps and look it up right now. Days Inn. Where is that? Buena Park?
Probably. Because it wouldn't be Anaheim. It might be like Orange County?
Yeah, I think I found it.
Important question. Is the pool still gross?
Looks like it.
It's like that water hasn't been changed since we were there.
Oh, yeah. And there's a 7-Eleven a few blocks down.
And that's crazy to think that, like, that trip was before we had, like, smartphones like we do now. Like, smartphones were brand new.
Yeah.
So they weren't ubiquitous like they are now. That was probably like one of the last trips I took before smartphones became like seriously like a ubiquitous with that kind of travel.
Yeah, it was just flip phones. Do you remember that service where you could text Google things? Like you could text Google the weather or like stock prices or like you could even text it directions. So you could like text Google and be like directions from, I don't know, blank to blank. And then it would send you like 7 text messages in a row with these like directions.
Wow. No, that would have been useful.
Yeah, it was actually useful in Canada in 2009 when we went to Edmonton because the GPS didn't work up there. Because that was when you had to like download or you had to like buy the maps for different countries.
God.
Yeah. Or the good old MapQuest. Having like that like binder. That was most.
Yeah, that was what I was most familiar with.
Yeah.
Having a big stack of printed out pages. Mm-hmm. And if you miss a fucking turn or an exit, you better be able to backtrack.
Yeah.
I remember that happened to me one time. I was driving somewhere like super far, like hour or two away to go hang out, play DDR at a mall somewhere, I think. And like I missed an exit and I'm like, oh shit, I'll get off at the next one. And I couldn't figure out for shit where to go. And I'm like, fuck it.
That's like the worst ones when, cause old GPS stuff, sometimes like let's say you're driving down an interstate and you're like, oh, find me a Taco Bell. But it only finds you the nearest one. It doesn't find you like the nearest one on your route. So
yeah, it'll be like, get off and drive 20 miles. You're like, no, I'm going on this highway.
Yeah, right.
So I read something kind of interesting.
What's that?
Apparently the American Dream Mall missed an interest payment. Several million dollars, too.
Sounds about right. What, so are they going to, like, pay it, or what's going to come of it?
I mean, I'm sure they have time to cure the default.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously missing an interest payment is a terrible sign for any company.
I wonder how they're doing. I know they have, like, that, like, Beast. The fact that Beast Burger opened there kind of tells me everything I need to know.
Like, I can't imagine they're doing great.
Yeah.
Because I just can't picture their overall occupancy being super high in terms of tenants.
I mean, last time I was there, the place was still like half deserted.
And that's the thing, is like, they can only account for a couple stores not having business when they calculate their rent charges, you know?
Right.
So obviously, rules of supply and demand in terms of how much they can actually charge as the landowners take effect.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the thing to keep in mind. You know, especially those of us watching the park, unless I misunderstand how their whole thing works, the mall doesn't actually own the park.
Yeah, they're basically just renting, they're just like leasing it, or the company that owns the park is leasing the space.
Right.
Yeah.
Either that, or they do own the park and they have someone on contract to operate it. But I don't think that's the case, because the construction of that park was different, like independent from the construction of the mall itself.
Right. I wonder if, that's kind of interesting to think about, because if they close the park, like, what else can you put in there?
It's fascinating that they decided to muscle through with trying to get that fucking bloated-ass mall open.
Yeah. It was like 10 years... Even 10 years ago, it was like kind of outdated of a concept.
Yeah, the mall in general, just as an idea / concept, was on its very last legs 10 years ago.
Yeah.
2012, 2013, that was the very end of the mall, generally.
Well, I think the water park apparently is pretty successful, though, which makes sense. I think you cannot go... Like, you can't go wrong with a water park anywhere.
Oh, yeah, totally. Especially an indoor one.
Yeah.
And the water park could theoretically survive without the mall.
Right, yeah.
I mean, shit, there's enough mostly dead malls around this country that only have, like, a single anchor store and a couple... little things holding on.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I want to revisit something that...
Sure.
From last week, we were talking about the Seinfeld episode where Kramer was like, I think I'd build a roller coaster instead. With the silica packets.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it was Dave Coaster Talk No BS Zone. It was, yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Jerry's girlfriend's mom was the one who ate the salsa or the dip or whatever it was. And hold on, I'm trying to read it. And Jerry's number was on the poison control.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was like a thing, right? Like, he was like concerned about the ranking of the speed dials.
Yeah, he was trying to get on his girlfriend's speed dial and ended up on her mom's speed dial under poison control. Or her, so there was something about the mom and his girlfriend.
The mom was at, I think the mom was at his girlfriend's house or something, and she wasn't feeling well. I don't remember. I haven't seen that episode in a while.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, but thank you, Dave.
That's right.
We definitely fucked that one up.
I'm glad there was a, because like, that makes sense, because like, at first I thought there was like no follow-up to that story of the silica packet, but that makes sense. In classic.
No, I mean, Seinfeld's basically a masterclass in weaving together seemingly non-connected storylines.
Yeah.
I really can't remember too many episodes of that show where the A plot and B plot didn't end up intertwining somehow for a very satisfying ending. That's what she said.
Did you see that that Nothing Forever stream?
No, what's that?
It's basically AI. It's AI written Seinfeld episodes, and it's on a live stream. So it's just like an infinite amount of Seinfeld episodes. That's all like animated. So it's AI animated and it's AI written, and it's just like never ending storylines that are written.
Is this on YouTube?
I think so. I think it's on Twitch, but I think they put the streams on YouTube.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to check that out.
So thank you, chat.
That sounds weird, but interesting.
So thank you, chat GTP. Should we ask chat GTP to give a prompt about your favorite coaster sucks?
Sure.
Okay. I have a login. Let's see. Yeah, actually we could just ask it a bunch of like different coaster related things. Let's see. Okay, logged in. Next done. Okay, what should we ask it?
Who would win in a fart fight? Rob Alvey or Clint Novak?
Well, I'm gonna start small. So it it does not know your favorite coaster sucks.
Ouch. Not very intelligent there, huh?
Yeah, it says, I cannot find information specifically about the creators of the podcast Your Favorite Coaster Sucks. Can you provide me more contacts or details about the podcast? Yes, it does not know who we are.
Ow. My pride. Well, I'll tell you, I want to take a second to plug our Discord to everybody out there. Please join up. It's a lot of fun. We got some great folks in there. It's a wonderful community. It's the best way to keep in touch with us and also to make some new fucking friends. We're all friends in there. That's legit truth. We're all, it's cool. It's a bunch of homies and it's a dope space. So come on by, join up.
Oh, here we launched
an NSFW category. So for those of you who want to make things spicy, it's now there.
Okay. So I asked it, what will be the new ride or what would potentially be a new roller coaster for Six Flags Great America? Here are the five things. One, a virtual reality coaster, a roller coaster that incorporates virtual reality technology to provide riders with a fully immersive experience. I feel like that was already kind of done. A launch coaster, a high speed coaster that uses powerful hydraulic or electromagnetic launch system to shoot riders 0 to 100 miles per hour in seconds. A wing coaster, a type of roller coaster that places riders on the side of the track rather than facing forward or backward, giving them a unique experience and sense of flying. A 4D free fly coaster, a roller coaster that incorporates elements of the traditional roller coaster but also includes elements of a drop tower and spinning ride with seats that flip and spin. And a mega coaster, a roller coaster that is over 300 feet tall and reaches high speeds, providing a long, intense, thrilling experience.
I feel like it didn't understand the question.
Yeah. Let's see. So I just put write me a prompt for the new Coaster Studios YouTube video. Discovering the thrills and challenges of building a custom roller coaster. Join Coaster Studios as we embark on a journey to design, build, and test a one-of-a-kind roller coaster. From concept to reality, we'll explore the creative process, the technical difficulties, and the thrill of seeing your vision come to life. Get ready for an in-depth look at the making of custom roller coaster.
Ask it if it lives in Tron.
Actually, hold on. For... Okay, so apparently, its knowledge is cut off at 2020.
Oh.
So it does not have information. Because I asked it about Tron, the roller coaster, and it says it doesn't have knowledge about it.
This son of a bitch.
Hold on. Write me a review of a theme park review YouTube video. The recent theme park review video on the new roller coaster at Six Flags Magic Mountain was a thrilling and informative watch. The video showed the complete ride experience from the queue to the drop and provided an in-depth analysis of the ride's strengths and weaknesses. The commentators were knowledgeable and passionate about roller coasters, and their excitement was contagious. The footage was high quality with great shots of the track and riders, and the editing was seamless with smooth transitions between scenes. Overall, this was an excellent video that offered a unique perspective on the new roller coaster, and I would definitely recommend it to any theme park enthusiast. Okay, who would win a farting contest? I feel like it's not gonna... It doesn't like the term fart. It will not answer anything about a farting contest.
All right. Ask it who won the election in 2020.
It's going to give the correct answer.
Then ask who really won.
Yeah, the 46th president of the United States was Joe Biden.
No, really. 2020.
It doesn't like it. It just repeats the answer.
Call it a libtard. Is Kanye right about Hitler?
hold on. What about Dick Kinzel?
Why is Ben Shapiro so angry? What is Dick Kinzel up to nowadays?
Hold on, if Dick Kinzel was still the CEO of Cedar Fair, what kind of roller coaster would he build at Cedar Point for the 2024 season? Oh, fuck you. It says it cannot predict.
What is Dick Kinzel's favorite alcoholic beverage?
It does not have personal information on Dick Kinzel's favorite alcoholic beverages. Yeah, so basically ChatGPT, it's really just like a wrapper program for Google, so it's only able to write a prompt for things that actually like exist out there on, you know, on the internet. So like it doesn't do like ambiguous stuff.
Okay, then you got to type in like, tell me what is the best of Florida Man. But really, who won the election in 2020?
I wonder if it knows who you are.
All right. Let's not get too far into all the Google searching.
Hold on, write me a prompt for a Disney World vlogger new YouTube video about a new paint color inside a bathroom. Exploring the magic of Disney World's bathrooms. Join us as we take a tour of the newest and most vibrant addition to Disney World's bathroom experience. From the bold and colorful paint to the intricate details and design, we'll showcase all the magical touches that make this bathroom a true Disney World gem. Get ready to see the park in the whole new light as we highlight the unexpected beauty of one of the most overlooked spaces in the park.
Well, all right.
That sounds about right. Something about Tim Tracker? Hold on, write me a prompt for a Tim Tracker YouTube video where he has a confrontation with a Disney employee after he broke inside of a restricted area. Well, it won't do it. Well, this is limiting.
Well, we've had some fun with it. I don't know. There hasn't been a whole lot of news. It's fucking February. Dorney Park is going to get a coaster, I think.
I've heard everything from a premiere launch to a dive coaster to a family wooden coaster.
If it turns out to be a fucking Larson Looper...
my initial guess was like a Skyrocket 2 with a 10-foot tall platform.
Yeah, I don't know. There was that rumor about the Gravity Group wooden coaster, like Switchback. But also with Cedar Fair's track record with wooden coasters, I don't know how stoked I would be to see that.
I mean, they seem to be doing better. They just can't maintain like dins. But what's I don't know if Worlds of Fun is building Zambezi Zinger, then maybe they're I don't know. We'll see. There are blueprints. Like there are people who are like dissecting the blueprints already. Like those people on Reddit were the people on Reddit. It's like, I'm a civil engineering major. Or like, I'm 3 semesters into my civil engineering degree. Let me break this down. So in
my expert opinion.
Yeah.
yeah, according to your comment history, you're also a podiatrist and an expert on gorillas. People can have multifaceted interests.
What would you pick for Dorney if you had to pick a ride to put it there?
So, all right, the only thing I know so far, I think I read 161 feet tall. And where is it supposed to be going?
Where the impulse is.
Okay. Yeah, 161 seems a bit tall for a wooden coaster.
I mean, that's 10 feet taller than a Skyrocket. So that's it wouldn't be a Mako, or not a Mako, Icebreaker.
I mean, potentially, possibly, maybe one of those smaller B&M dive coasters.
Yeah. And they have two other B&Ms, so they're into the B&Ms.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of why I was thinking that. I was like, something akin to like Emperor at SeaWorld San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I'd be okay with that.
I think that would be pretty cool. I mean, Cedar Fair has a dive machine in the chain too, so
yeah,
not unprecedented.
They only have one, right, Valraven?
What?
They only have one of them, right, Valraven?
No, Yukon Striker.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I mean, I think that's a possibility. If Dorney's going to have to wait another 10 plus years for another coaster, at least give him a fucking B&M, something good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone always overlooks Dorney as like this park that's on the same line of like Michigan's Adventure or Valley Fair. But I mean, they have some pretty big attractions.
They do.
I really like Talon. Talon is like one of my favorite B&Ms.
Talon is really good. I got to ride it again. I got to get back to the East Coast and Dorney in particular.
Yeah. Because Talon, it's forceful. It's kind of like Silver Bullet where it's forceful, but it also has just kind of like other types of elements, like bank turns and the helix and all that stuff. When I rode that ride, it was raining and the water was pooling in those wheel covers. So every time you went through an inversion, the water would like spray out of it and like fly in your face.
Ugh.
Yeah. Gotta love carcinogenic wheel grease.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Well, it'll be exciting to see, you know, Dorney getting something new. I'm also excited to see, you know, the surf coaster opening.
Yeah, I think that's going to be better than people expect, for sure. Dorney Park new coaster.
I don't think there will be any anticipation with the surf coaster.
Oh wait, someone already people are already posting like No Limits recreations of Dorney Park's new coaster. I bet according to Theme Park Predictions, it's going to be a 500-foot B&M 4D coaster.
The obvious gap in their lineup.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I love those videos, but I just love the justifications of like, it's always like, we know they have a limited budget and they already have mega coasters. There is also a limited amount of space, so this can only mean three things: a Wild Mouse coaster, a Junior Family coaster, but I think the most likely scenario will be a 340-foot B&M Giga coaster that goes over the parking lot and has five tunnels. It's like Dorney Park does not have a coaster with that. It's like Dorney Park does not have a coaster with five tunnels, and they also don't have a coaster over 300 feet.
It makes too much sense.
Looks like El Toro Ryan is predicting a dive coaster as well. So,
oh, all right, cool. I actually had not seen his video or anything about it, so great minds or some shit.
Yeah.
I've learned to kind of avoid some theme park content after we've been doing this for this long.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to accidentally give somebody else's opinion disguised as my own. It's funny how media consumption can work that way.
Yeah. I mean, it also could be like another Gerstlauer, like Infinity Coaster, kind of like Hang Time.
Yeah, I suppose that. Yeah, that could be it.
Although I don't know how tall Hang Time is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But I was thinking about it too, and like, yeah, they kind of need a launch coaster, so I kind of like the Skyrocket 2 idea.
Yeah. Possessed is not closing though, right? I don't know. It's going in the Stinger footprint.
Okay. All right. So then if they still have the launch coaster, then never mind.
Also, apparently those second-gen Vekoma boomerangs pull 5Gs.
Holy shit. No that wonder they're sense. So fucking the, uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. The that backwards loop is always pretty forceful.
God damn.
Like deja vu. Like if you sit in the back row in deja vu and you go through the loop backwards, it's always pretty good.
Oh, I haven't ridden deja vu in so long.
I rode
Silverwood at some point.
Yeah. That's a good ride. It's one of those rides I kind of forgot about, but I rode it in 2020 at Silverwood. I was like, fuck, this is still a good ride.
Yeah, dude, Deja Vu is always so fucking awesome. Well, ending up reminiscing on Great America as always. Which, you know, now is a perfect time as we're getting ready to wrap up here. We are, of course, having our meetup at Six Flags Great America, first of 2023, June 16th through the 18th. And we have now got our interest form live, so please, if you are planning on attending, whether you want to do shared lodging or not, please fill out that form. We want to be able to adequately plan for our live podcast recording and just for all of our general activities for the meetup. So please fill that out if you're planning on coming. You can find the link in the description. Or go to our website or, you know, wherever our socials, you can find it. Or especially on our Discord. It's going to be a great meetup. Again, the dates are June 16th through the 18th. We'll be at Great America. We'll be doing a live podcast recording at the Belvedere Cinema. It's going to be an awesome time. I'm not going to want to miss it. So please, like I said, if you're planning on attending, just fill out that Google form we made. It's four or five questions, just some basic stuff. We want to get some info and get a fairly accurate head count. So and now we're definitely getting closer because we're in February. I'm excited. You know, it'll be nice to have a meetup like in prime coaster season.
Yeah.
We haven't done that since Hollywood Nights 2021.
Yeah, it's true. And it sounds like a lot of people are not going to Hollywood Nights.
Yeah, so, I mean, whether you are or you aren't, this is not overlapping. So if you are going, don't worry. We're not asking you to not go. And if you are going, or if you're not going, great. You can plan something for mid-June then. And if you're not from the region, it's really not too tough to tack on Holiday World if you're coming from further than a few hours to get to Great America, especially if you're flying. It's not terribly tough to tack on Holiday World.
There's a few parks you could do in the during the week.
Yeah, either the week leading up or the week after. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff not terribly far. And if you want some tips from us, you can join our Discord. We have an entire trip planning discussion thread there. And if anyone's looking for some sort of Midwestern info, they want to tag on or expand on a trip to come to the meetup in June, hit us up. We're on the Discord. We'll help you figure out a nice trip route. Because I know for sure, here's a couple parks that are within 6 hours drive of Great America. There's Mount Olympus, obviously. There's Michigan's Adventure. You can get to Cedar Point in about six. St. Louis is a little under six. Indiana Beach is like 2 to 3. And then if you take it out to 8 hours, you get Holiday World. Kings Island's probably within 6 hours too. Yeah, Kentucky Kingdom and Worlds of Fun, Silver Dollar City, Valley Fair, Adventureland, so many options. So hit us up if you're planning on coming and want some tips, but more so, join our Discord, because, it's awesome. So, you got anything else, Ben?
Nah, it's like a weird week.
It's a weird week. It's also a weird time. We're sitting firmly in the off season.
Yeah, I had to come to California for work. So I'm in a hotel recording off of a $10. I got this microphone for $10 at CVS. Hopefully it sounds okay.
It's pretty decent for $10.
Yeah. Also the, got some Napa Valley wine from a CVS.
Oh, there you go. Did you get some Napa Valley smoke too?
I bought a joint. I went to that Golden Gate like park overlook that overlooks the bridge. I smoked a joint up there Monday night.
That's beautiful up there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Looked like a nice smoke spot.
I'm surprised there weren't many, like, there were people up there, but I was surprised it's not, like, more crowded. I don't know, it's pretty accessible. It's only, like, 15 minutes away from downtown. I like being out here. I used to come to the Bay Area for my last job all the time. And this is the first time I've been out here for this job.
Weather's good. Bay Area is awesome. I'll have to go to the Golden Gate Park next time I'm there.
Yeah, the bridge is like, you know, it's kind of cliche and all that, but like, it's pretty cool. Especially like considering how old it is.
Yeah, we wanted to like walk across it last time, but it's quite a feat.
It's what, like a mile and a half long? No, it's not that long. It's like 3/4 of a mile long.
We didn't have a rental car.
Oh, yeah.
So we would have had to like Uber there to one side, walk there, walk back, the whole thing. You know what I mean? Probably a little easier if we would have had a rental car, but we were staying in San Francisco, so that wasn't really a... It's a possibility, but why? But yeah, man. Well, I hope the rest of your time in California goes well. You're not going to any parks, right?
Nah, they're not open.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. There is...
Right, well, I hope it goes well.
Yeah, it's my last night out here. I don't know. I'll probably be back soon. Maybe I can time it up. Actually, if I could time it up to come out here for work, to like the week before or after the meetup, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, dude, you totally should. And that's going to be September 15th through 17th, all of you out there. California's Great America, Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, live podcast, all that stuff. It's going to be a good time. My first time to all of those parks. And I love that we're like having meetups in legal states this year. That makes my heart very happy that we can say that there will be cannabis at our meetups.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of the backbone of the show.
Yeah, more or less. But that is also to say, you know, it's not like, I don't know. I think our reputation's understood, but also like, it's not just that. I don't want people who don't smoke to be like, oh, I don't know. Certainly no pressure or weirdness from us. More weed for us.
No, we're going to make you smoke weed by force.
Well, I mean, hanging around us, you might end up finding yourself catching a second hand, but that's a risk you're going to have to take.
Where's the bowl?
But yeah, I'm excited for the meetups because we haven't done any in a legal state yet.
Yes, so it's Indiana, very cool
that this year,
Tennessee.
Yeah, we did.
It's actually been in like sketchy states with it.
Yeah, it's like, been in like very uncool states. Yeah. Fucking Texas, Indiana, Tennessee. Yeah, that's so. Yeah, adding the first year that we're doing two meetups in the same year, and both of them are in legal states. That makes me very happy. And that's another thing for anybody who's going to be coming to either of our meetups. You know, that's something to keep in mind. We're certainly all about the communal properties of cannabis culture and how that plays into our little community here. It's all right. Yeah. Fucking meetups. I'm excited to get back to some parks. It was awesome to go to Knott's and Magic Mountain. But it's like, that was the one little reprieve for the whole off season, you know? So it'll be nice to get back to Great America. And hoping maybe I can squeeze in a Cedar Point trip this year.
Yeah, well, I think I need to visit Cedar Point this year. There's a, some of my friends in Denver, they go to this wine festival. So it's basically like, it's like all you can drink wine. And they do it, where do they do it? I think the actual wine thing is like at the Sandcastle Resort. So you basically just like fucked. You get like fucked up off wine and then just like ride rides. So it'd be kind of fun.
Alternatively, you don't really need a wine event to do that.
True. Yeah. Thinking about all the alcohol I've consumed in the Soak City parking lot.
And that's the thing is like, at some point we're going to have to do a meetup at Cedar Point. And I really don't know if there's any way we could not have it be at Breakers.
Right. Yeah. No, that just makes sense because that would, I don't know. It's nice to be able to walk into the park.
Well, I guess unless, do they still have those cabins available out past Magnum?
I think so.
Okay. That could work.
Yeah.
Anything I wonder that's actually on the peninsula would work.
Yeah. Yeah. Those cabins would be pretty cool.
That would be probably actually even better than Breakers.
I wonder what those are like though. I've never been inside one of those, but I'm sure, you know, I'm sure it's fun.
I'm sure it'd be fine for a small group. That would be a fun one though. I mean, I know we've already kind of talked a little bit about a Denver / Glenwood Caverns meetup for next year, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I can host.
Because it'd be like Elitch. Yeah, as long as we could host like podcast recording / a party at your place. Y'all are going to have to find hotels of your own. Sorry, fuck off.
Unless you want to crash in the backyard.
With the skulls.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully,
yeah, no, that would be dope.
Hopefully they'll be dead by then.
You just need to give your neighbors some BBs.
Yeah. So the skunk shit, it's ongoing. So I have I bought these high pitch like frequency emitters. So like that, like so that tone that's so high pitched you can barely hear it, but it like hurts your ears. And then these like flashing coyote eyes that it's like two LEDs that just flash red. And then I sprayed coyote piss all over the yard, peppermint, citrus peels. I'm trying like everything to get them the fuck out of the yard. I haven't seen any yet, but after two dogs getting skunked, it's like, all right, this is a problem.
Yeah. You know, the old saying, skunk me once, shame on you. Skunk me twice, shame on me.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, skunk is awful. It's so bad.
Yeah. Well, shit, dude. Aside from skunk, you got anything else?
Nah, I'm ready to go home. I got one more night, one more day, and I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Fucking right you are. Well, I hope it goes well for you. And I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you about the meetups. Hopefully we'll see every one of your smiling faces there. And I don't know. I do think that legitimately we'll figure out some sort of fun thing for anyone who's able to make it to both meetups this year.
Had some surprises.
Yeah, I think there should be. We'll figure out some sort of something to make it extra fun if you are able to make it out to both meetups. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But yeah, shit. Anything else, bud?
Nah. Do we have any voicemails?
No, nothing this week. I know. Call, leave us a voicemail. 312-572-9552. 312-5RAW-5LA. Hit us up, y'all. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on. I think that's all of it. So, thank you all for listening. Thanks a bunch. And until next time, your favorite coaster.
So sucks.